Blog Talk Radio.
Last week, several earthquakes struck off Oregon's coast, according to the U.S. Geological Survey.
Breaking overnight, a 4.4 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Oregon.
But really interesting stuff, especially when you get a huge swarm here just off our coastline. It's a little unnerving, isn't it?
There have been around 60 earthquakes off the coast of Oregon starting yesterday and then continuing throughout today. The biggest, a magnitude 5.8.
It's got a lot of us wondering what is going on. So we'll show you where it's happening. This is along the Blanco Fault Zone, about 400 miles west of Bandit.
Many goats out there that pretend they are sheep. Amongst the sheep, there are many wolves. You may have been able to fool your family. You may have been able to fool the church you go to. But you have not fooled me. You will stand before me, and I will judge you. Yes, I have loved you. Yes, I have showered you with mercy and grace. I have been long-suffering with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Yea, as the scripture has said, for some of you, I have just put up with you. And I warn you today, I have put up with you for as long as I am. Very soon, the door of grace is going to close to this world. And only those who are in Christ will be called out of this world as Noah was lifted above the flood. If you want to be lifted above the flood of my judgment, you must be in Christ before I shut the door, saith the Lord. I hear you now to say, I don't believe it. Hear me now, said the Lord. You will soon see it. But when you see it, it will be too late for you. And remember, moms and dads, the children of the wicked will remain here with the wicked. Only the children of the righteous shall leave with the righteous. Mom and Dad, are your children going to leave with you? Or are your children going to remain through the judgment? As I have said, there will be much weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you cry for me, I will not hear you. When you call out to me, then I will not answer you once the door is closed. Some of you have been taught a lie. And rather than read my Bible and find out for yourself, you have believed what men have told you. And it's a lie. Today, out of mercy and grace, I warn you one more time. The door. The way of escape will soon close. And I will only call up my righteous children.
Hurry. It is time to enter the ark. Everything is in readiness. The appointed time has arrived. This is alarming. There is only one door to enter in. Many have been called and warned that the appointed time was at hand. Warnings and the gospel have been preached throughout the world to all peoples, nations, and tongues. Many have been called. I feel like I'm going to cry here from this. The Holy Spirit. Many have been called and warned that the appointed time was at hand. All right, back up a little. Warnings in the gospel have been preached throughout the world to all peoples, nations, and tongues. Many have been called, only a righteous few have been chosen. I am shutting the door. Oh boy. Judgment comes to the wicked, unrepentant world. As it was in the days of Noah, it is once again. Those who have not heeded my warnings and entered the ark will perish. Oh, the earth will be in chaos, and the door is shut. Weeping and gnashing of teeth, fire in the street, and the smell of death and sulfur will be in the air. My messengers and prophets have been shouting, repent, from the rooftops. They have prepared the way for my return. Repent now. Boy.
Oh, yes, Lord. My goodness, Lord. You are so awesome. The Lord is speaking to his people. Praise God. And the Lord wants his message to be heard tonight. Praise you, Lord. The Lord came to tell me these things. Thank you, Lord. And he got my attention this morning. He spoke to me so strong and so clear. The message he wants me to bring, to thank you, Lord, for his people. Praise you, God. Because I said, Lord, what do you want me to say to your people? And he reminded me what he told me and said, tell them to come into the ark because the door is going to be shut. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I'm saying this just in obedience to the Lord. And it came to pass, verse 10, after 7 days, the water of the flood were upon the earth, exactly as God had told Noah that it would come to pass. 7 days, brothers and sisters, in the perfect timing of God. In other words, in the perfect timing of God, the day and the hour no man knows, but only the Father. Not even the Son knows, but only the Father. Understand, in the perfect timing of God, thank you, Lord. We are going to be raptured. We are going to depart from this earth. The departure of the bride of Christ, brothers and sisters, it's going to happen any day. It's going to happen soon. Thank you, Lord. But the message tonight is, get into the ark. Get into the ark. Because the door, the Lord has said, is going to be shut. I'm being obedient to deliver a message. The Lord has told me to tell his people that the door is going to be shut. He is working with some that are unclean. They need cleansing. They need repentance. Need to get into serious repentance. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. to go home. He's working with people to get them ready to go home. Thank you, Jesus. But he's going to take his bride out of this earth very, very soon. Thank you, Lord. And he wants us to be ready, ready at all time. Listen to what it says. Exactly as Jesus said in the days of Noah, 7-11 of Noah. And in the 600 year of Noah's life, in the second month, in the 17 days of the month, the same day world where all the fountain. See 11 day of judgment? Do you see the 11? Genesis 11:7, where all the fountain of the great be broken. That is judgment. And the windows of heaven were open. As the door are being closed, the windows of heaven are being open. Can you understand that? Can you receive that? Can you receive that? Can you understand that? As the door is being shut, the windows of heaven are going to be open. But they are not going to be open for blessing. They're going to be open for judgment. You understand this now? They're going to be open for judgment. When they are open, when these windows are open, when these windows are open, brothers and sisters, CERN will release these demons that have been locked up for thousands of years, and that is the beginning of the tribulation. In the moment the rapture is happens, the door is shut, the windows of heaven are open, these demons are released by CERN, which God said he's going to allow them. They will be released, and they're going out killing people. Killing people. People, that is the vengeance of the Lord. Those that don't want to repent, those that are refusing to repent, those that are refusing to come to God, that the name are not in the book of life, are going to be killed by these demons. That is what is approaching. Your name needs to be in the book of life. It can be your name too.
That's right. Oh Jesus, Father, we thank you. And Lord, we want to commit today's service unto your hand from the beginning all the way to the very end. We pray for your presence. We pray for the Holy Spirit to move like only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. And all the people of God say, all the people say, come on, let's give God a big hand, shall we? Hallelujah. Woo! Come on, Saturday service. You're on fire!